House Bill 2 updates the Idaho Human Rights Act to add that gender identity and sexual orientation cannot be used to discriminate in the areas of employment, education, and public accommodation.
After more than 20 hours of public testimony, members of the House State Affairs Committee debated House Bill 2.
It is a burning issue.
These are good human beings that deserve the same rights and privileges that everybody else does.
And I know that from this point on, forever, I will be kinder and I will be more compassionate to those who bear a heavy burden.
This isn't the gay guy casting the gay vote for the gay bill.
I am certainly open to something that will work for the state of Idaho. This is not that bill.
To the dismay of Add the Word supporters, lawmakers voted 13-4 in a party split to block the bill from reaching a full vote on the House floor.
We're extremely disappointed that they've chosen not to protect the hardworking people of Idaho, including our gay and transgender friends.
Advocates of the Add the Words bill were emotional after the vote. Many stood with hands covering their mouths outside of the Lincoln Auditorium. Representative John McCrosty, a Democrat, voted to move the bill forward.
We have taken significant steps forward just by having a hearing. The people's voice was heard, and lives and hearts were changed. We will continue moving forward, and we will get a piece of legislation that provides equality for all of our LGBT community.
Republican Representative Ken Andrus agreed this week's hearing was a step forward, but he voted to keep the bill in committee.
I think that we need to consider the protection of the rights of all people in the state of Idaho and people in private business with religious convictions and civil convictions would be vulnerable as well.
Members of the Add the Words movement vow to keep fighting. Meanwhile, several representatives on the House State Affairs Committee told the crowd they want to keep the conversation going.
While I'll support the original motion, I'd like to go on record that I will support a compromise.